Good morning, everyone. It's Dustin Pate here. I'm back with the morning walk with Dustin, episode number 52. Excited to be back. It's a good morning. I changed my routine, like, totally this morning. This morning, I literally woke straight up. I got up. I got dressed. I didn't do my shower. You know what I mean? I didn't smoke weed, man. That's my biggest thing that I did this morning, man. Usually, I'll be honest with you guys, man, I smoke a shitload of weed. So, like, first thing in the morning, that's the first thing I fucking do usually before I even go on my podcast, right? And it honestly, I can't say that it's very much limited me. But what I feel like is that I would do better. You see what I'm saying? I feel like I could be better if I didn't smoke first thing in the mornings, at least. You know what I mean? And it may be that I don't need to smoke at all. And the reason I'm starting to think this is because, you know, shit becomes a part of who we are. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want it to be a part of me anymore. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it to have that control over the beginning of my morning. And I almost feel like it was, to be honest, dumbing me down a little bit. You know, like, I found myself spending a lot of time smoking weed. You know what I mean? And I don't want to keep doing it. So, anyways, how to change bad habits, right? So we're in the process of figuring out what we feel like could be, you know, slowing us down or holding us down in our life, right? And we want to know how we can change them. So that's what I kind of started on that this morning, man. Instead of, you know, doing my normal thing, I just changed it, and I replaced with, you know, with I can't do that. That just ain't me. You know what I mean? That just ain't me anymore. You know what? Dustin Pate's an entrepreneur now. Dustin Pate does great shit. Dustin Pate's amazing. Why is Dustin Pate still waking up like drug dealing Dustin Pate? You see what I'm saying? Why is Dustin Pate still doing a lot of the same bullshit? And after I thought about that, I really had to make a change, man. So I'm putting it in my own mind now that just isn't who I am anymore. You know, I may still smoke in the afternoons. I may still smoke, you know what I mean, later on. I may just use CBD flower, you know what I'm saying? I may only use hemp now because I don't really need the THC part of this shit. You see what I'm saying? Because that's the part, I mean, honestly, it slows you down. It numbs your whole mind. You can get, I can get so high sometimes that I can't even concentrate. I can't even think. You know what I mean? And I don't want to live like that. I feel like it's a cloud of judgment. And I feel like I'm going to do better. I'm going to make more money and I'm going to feel better about myself by just proving to myself that I can control this area in my life that has had a, you know, honestly, it's had a hold on my life for a long time. It's been a big part of my life. It's took up a lot of time and every day of my life for probably 10 years. You know what I mean? And I just, like I said, I just want that time to be freed up for something else. I want to know that I have control over my mind. I want to know, you know, that I'm Dustin Pate. Honestly, I want to know that no substance and no chemicals, no fucking shit like that is what's pushing me, is what's driving me, is what's keeping me moving. You see what I'm saying? I want to do this with my clear mind. And what's crazy is I can. What's crazy is I can, man. And that's what's it's shocking me right now. I'll be honest with you guys, man. Who would have thought that I would have woke up this morning and not smoked? Who would have thought I would have woke up this morning and not did my my shower like I usually do. Who would have thought that I would have just woke up this morning and just went without any preparation? You see what I'm saying? And I love that I did it. I'm proud of myself for it. You know what I mean? I feel good about today for it, which means I'm probably going to go harder today. I'm probably going to believe in myself a little more today. You see what I'm saying? And Lord knows that that's powerful when I'm already doing this good. So maybe this is something, you know, that a lot of you guys need to think about. Maybe this is something that could have been, had a lot of control over your life. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to put cannabis as it's a bad thing, because it's totally not. Look at all I did do the whole time while smoking cannabis. You see what I'm saying? It's just I've come to a realization in my mind that I can be better without it. And that's what I'm going to do. Is, like I said, at least for, you know, as soon as the first thing when I wake up, maybe I won't smoke until the evening time after I've completed everything I want to complete. You see what I'm saying? Maybe I'll smoke then. And maybe shit'll change for me. Maybe things will be a little bit better. Maybe I'll be able to, you know, frustration level will go down a lot more, because, you know, when you're really high, shit seems to frustrate me more, because it's like shit's happening too fast. You know what I'm saying? Shit's moving too fast. I want everything to slow down a little bit to where my mind is, when really my mind needs to be sped up to where life is. So until it's time to wind down, I don't feel like I should be, you know, using anything that winds me down, because I'm a mover. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking steps every day. Right now I'm in the freezing cold with three jackets on, an umbrella, walking my dog in the rain. It's a light rain, but it's freezing. You know what I mean? And I'm pushing through this shit with no weed. You know, I still smoked my cigarette this morning. That's one thing also that I wanna try to conquer. Cigarettes. I know they control a lot of my life as well, and I'm just sick of anything that controls me. You see what I'm saying? I wanna know that I have the power to say no again. And that's just, I feel like that's something good to remind myself. I feel like it's something good to remind myself. I feel like it's going to be, I feel like this is going to be that turn in my career. I feel like this is going to be when I go from, you know, from six figures to seven or eight. You see what I'm saying? I think this is going to be that one step. I think this is the bridge, man. I think this is the bridge to my next level in life. And I think it's all due to my mindset. You see what I'm saying? I think I have to prove to myself that my mind is stronger than my habits. And there's only one way to do that, and that's to change your mind. How do you change your mind? By telling yourself you don't do that. Not that you can't. Think about vegans and vegetarians. Do you think they have to tell themselves every single day that they're not gonna eat some pork? I'm not gonna wake up and, you know, and eat eggs and bacon in the morning. I'm not gonna eat, you know, ham hocks and fucking pork chops for dinner. They don't have to say that. Why? Why do they not have to tell themselves that shit every fucking day? But we have to tell ourselves that about simple little shit. The reason is because they've identified themselves as not being that anymore. They identify themselves as never eating meat again. That's who they are. That's their identity now. That's who they believe themselves to be. And they've proven it to themselves over time. So it's like it's slowly but surely, you know, acquired space in their mind. And now it'll never go away. It's crazy, right? So I'm working on the same thing, guys. And over the next few episodes, I believe you guys are going to see a drastic change. And I hope, you know, I hope it's beneficial towards you guys. I hope that you can see the change. I hope it motivates a lot of you to change some shit in your life. You know, a lot of you have been wanting to give up them sodas. A lot of you have been wanting to cut out refined sugars. You know, a lot of you have been wanting to, you know, cut out meats. Shit, some of you may want to cut out vegetables. Only eat meat. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's your life. And whatever makes you feel like you're in control of it, you got to do it. You know, we got to, there's only one way to win, and that's to understand that you're winning. There's only one way to understand that you're winning, and that's to give your mind, your body, and your soul what it expects of you. And there's only one way to give it what it expects of you, and that's to start canceling out these habits. That's to start moving towards success. That's to start pushing towards your dreams, you know what I'm saying? And I believe most of you guys aren't going to do that. Most of you guys aren't going to take what I'm saying right now seriously. You're not going to take it into consideration. A lot of you probably won't even believe me. You know, when I've given you no reason to not believe in me, because everything I've ever told you has been, you know, proven to be a fact. You know, I've never lied to you guys. Go back through any episode. Every fucking piece of this shit's real, honest, and true. You know, no thought or no principle, no exercise. You know, nothing that I've taught during this podcast has been a lie. Nothing doesn't work. Everything I told you is true. Everything I told you happens, right? So now imagine what's fixing to happen now. After I changed my mind to be better at what I'm already good at. You see what I mean? Imagine that, man. We got to get better at what we're already good at, man. We can't, just because we're doing well don't mean you just get comfortable. It don't mean you just get, okay, well, this is fine, man. I'm comfortable right here, making about six figures a year. I'm just gonna chill here for the rest of my life. No, you're fucking not. You're gonna keep leveling up. You're gonna keep doing more. You're gonna keep, you know, you're gonna keep growing. You're gonna get stronger. You know, life's gonna get better. You're gonna give more to your family. That's what we want to see, man. That's the vision I have for each and every one of you. You just have to start listening. You have to start doing the shit I'm saying to do. You know what I mean? Like I said, everybody's got a habit they need to drop today. Drop that motherfucker. Drop that shit right now. Just like I just did. You understand? This shit ain't easy for me either. But my mind's a lot more open. I'm focused. I'm happy. You see what I'm saying? So let's keep it going today. Let's figure out what we need to take out. Let's take it out. And then let's move towards success. One more step. I love each and every one of you. It's been a great episode. I'll be back tomorrow.